What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 456 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And we are also joined by our intern, Scott. Say hello, Scott.
What's up, everybody?
This episode, we are going to be doing the third out of four Denzel Washington movies that we paired up with the Bad Boys franchise. This time, we're going back to 2012 for a little movie called Safe House. This stars, of course, Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds as our kind of lead characters. Before we get into it, I don't have too many fun facts on this one. It's a pretty straightforward movie. Usually I can find some interesting things, but I mean, I give you a little bit of background. This is directed by Daniel Espinosa. Now, if you don't know him by name, okay, this guy is Swedish. You might know him from some of his hit movies, such as Safe House, Life, which I think Alex talked about not that long ago, the Ryan Reynolds sci-fi movie, Life, with Rebecca Ferguson. And he also directed The Incredible Morbius from 2022. So not a very good movie, Morbius. He was nominated for a Razzie Award for Worst Director. This was a movie that was budgeted at 85, made 208. So it was a success for Universal. And back in 2012, after the movie came out, they did hire a writer, okay, to work on a sequel that never came to be. Mm. It's 13 years later, and it's never going to be. So that's pretty much all the fun facts I have. We're going to jump right in on this one.
I have one if you want to know.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, yeah,
go ahead. The scenes that Denzel Washington was waterboarded?
Yes.
They actually filmed that. He actually got waterboarded.
He went full commitment.
It says Denzel Washington was actually waterboarded during the filming of some of the torture scenes.
It looked like he was reacting.
Yeah, that he looked red. Like, he just looked like... Yeah.
It looked like he was regretting that choice.
Yeah, he was like, fuck my life. Like, this is why they pay me $20 million.
And he coughs up all this water. I'm like, man, why'd he do that? Well, that's pretty good. Okay, so Denzel committed to this role. He was a producer. That's probably why he was like, you know what? I'm going to go full force. I'm going to let them walk.
And then there's some goofs. You want to hear some goofs?
Sure.
All right, here goes last one. And then we get into the review.
Yes, yes.
One of the goofs is when Weston enters the safe house for the first time, he opens the fridge and there is a stockpile of O positive blood. Mm-hmm. If this is for transfusion in an emergency, then O negative is the universal donor, not O positive.
So they just got some random blood in there, useless.
Yes. Because the O negative is for both.
Right.
And that's the rarest, which is funny because that's what I am. Like,
O negative. O negative. Well, yeah. You would not be at this safe house. You'd be in big trouble.
I'll be like, they only got get O this positive. Dude's blood. I'm like, take my blood.
You know what? Don't save him. Take his blood. We need it.
Take his blood. String him up, boys. He's O negative.
Drain him.
All right. Well, there you go. Boys.
So, incorrect blood, little waterboarding. Pretty good box office. And here's the Rotten Tomato scores for this movie.
Oof, give it gentlemen. To me.
They're not amazing, but I mean, we've seen worse. We'll just call them mid. This has a 52% critic score. Hmm. So half and half. Audiences, 63%. So kind of in the middle. That one's fresh. Now, I saw this movie at the theater back in 2012, and I've not seen it since. Alex, you had seen this a while ago, if I remember.
I brought this on Best Buy.
Steelbook.
Yeah, the long DVD case version.
Yeah,
that's the one I got. Yeah, I saw that one. I didn't see it in the theater. Because I used to blind buy. And I was like, oh, Denzel and Ryan. I was like, okay, let's try it. And I'll give my take on it.
So it's been like a good long time since
it's been since that we came out of
2012.
Yeah.
And then, Scott, you have or have not seen this one?
Never seen it.
Oh.
First time watch.
First time watch.
Very good. So two second time watches and a first time watch. Let's get into this. I have interesting, I had interesting feelings while I was watching this movie. I'm not going to lie. I want to hear your guys's feelings on this movie. We'll start with you, Scott. Now, our lead character, it starts off as Ryan Reynolds. He is, of course, playing Weston, as Alex had mentioned earlier.
He's a CIA rookie.
Correct. Matt Weston.
Yeah.
He works in a safe house. Mm-hmm. He's bored. He wants to transfer so he could go with his girlfriend to France. Denzel, we're going to score them together because even though he's not a good guy per se, he is also a main character and there is a different villain.
Yeah.
So we'll just kind of count them both. And he's playing a guy with a great name, Tobin Frost. Sounds like from Blade.
So he's a CIA most wanted fugitive for selling files and all this stuff.
So he worked for the CIA as a, what they called it, a NOC, NOC. Yeah. It's like a basically a CIA person who does work. But if you get caught, they just act like they don't know you. And then as doing that work, he eventually kind of flipped and started being a bad guy by selling stuff to different people. That's kind of the plot. And they explain it throughout the movie. So, Scott, take it away. What did you think of these guys?
The combination. I threw them together and shook them up and I came up with a three. I think that I'm not a huge fan of Ryan Reynolds. I like the movies that he's in that I like, but I'm not like, oh, Ryan Reynolds is in this movie. I need to see it. I honestly think like his character would have been done better by like Josh Hartnett or something like that. I think he would have been better in the role. But yeah, I gave him a three because Denzel, I think he carries, you know, he's Denzel, man. He's on screen. He carries that shit on his back, thrown over there. It's a straightforward movie. Nothing much to really say about it. So I gave him a three for good.
All right. Fair enough. Alex, what do you got?
I agree with Scott on this one. I agree. I'm not a big Ryan Reynolds fan. But I will say there's certain movies that he does work very well in. This is not one of them. I agree with Scott on this one. I think they could have did a team up again and brought back Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke would have been a good guy to play this character.
He would have been good too.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't be a rookie per se, but because he's a little older. Well, yeah. He would have been good in the role.
Yeah, yeah. He could have been someone that just like didn't have a chance to whatever. Now is his chance or whatever. But yeah, I was just like, you know what? I didn't feel it, but boy, Denzel is just mad. He's masterful, bro. Like, he was really good in this one. I thought his character is very well done. A little bit, and it's funny because we had the chat in our other chat that we talked to these guys. And it's weird because I was like, they were talking about the amateur. And I'm like, Safe House is just like the amateur. Just without him being like a tech guru and all this. Like, it kind of is similar with the files and the bad guy is looking for that. I mean, listen, when you watch this movie and you see these two characters on screen, you're going, wow, this is actually, you think you're going to have like this great, like master class of acting. The problem is, there was movies already done and it took me out of the movie. The minute the movie started, I was like, now I know why I never went back to watch it. And I felt like I seen this with Matt Damon called Born Identity. And then I saw Harrison Ford as Jack Ryan in the Patriot games. Like, it just, then it started to hit you. And I'm like, you know, Denzel was amazing. And I still say it. First of all, whatever hand to hand that this guy learned how to fight with, he should just keep training. Cause man, this dude is mad good. He equalized everybody again. And I loved it. He was so good. Ryan Reynolds, I couldn't connect with him. There was just something about Ryan Reynolds, the same thing as Robbie Malick in The Amateur. I cannot connect with those characters. Now, granted, Robbie Malick was an Oscar Award winner, but it wasn't for movies like this. It was because he did Freddie Mercury. So my thing is Ryan Reynolds did not fit the role, and I think that's the reason why I gave it a three. Because if it was only Denzel, this sucker would have been an eight. Like, I would have given it. But yeah, I gave it a damn rant. But yeah, I gave it a three. I agree with Scott on that.
We're gonna make it a trifecta because I also wrote down three. I don't think Reynolds is terrible in the role, but I could think of 5 or 10 other actors that I think would have been better in the role. I think he holds his own fine. Like, I don't feel like he was like horrible, but it's just not. I agree. I don't think it was the best role for his talent, what he's good at. I don't think it was the best. Denzel's amazing. He's always amazing. So I have no comments on Denzel's performance because it's always good. No different here. But we're scoring characters. And they're fairly thin. Like, you got Matt Weston, the guy who's bored and wants to go to France with his girlfriend. That's his story. And then he kind of gets involved in this plot, like, yeah, by accident almost. And then you have Denzel, who is the more interesting character, but is essentially a villain through most of the movie, the way he's trying to escape. He's trying to sell secrets. He's trying to do all this stuff. But in this case, it turns out it's for a good reason, which is why I did not put him in the villain role, even though he does technically is a bad guy, right? So it's like, okay, but he gets very little backstory, but as the movie goes on, they give you like little bits. And like when he goes to meet his old friend and then he gets killed and, you know, you get some backstory. So I don't know. I gave him a three. I think they're fine. I think as characters, they're fine. Performance-wise, Denzel acts circles around him. Well, this does have a great cast, though, like in general, because you got like Vera Farmiga, Sam Shepard, Brendan Gleeson, Robert Patrick, like a bunch of good actors are. Yeah, Joel Kinnaman at the end. He might have been better in that role.
He would have been better.
Yeah, he's young. Yeah. He wasn't known and he's big and he's a good actor. So yeah, I think, you know, I think they were fine. I agree with you guys. Okay, main villain. Now, it ultimately is revealed that Brendan Gleeson is the main villain here. He is the CIA handler guy for Ryan Reynolds, and he knows that Denzel has a secret. He basically hires this other team kill Denzel and get the information. And these are the guys that they're kind of fighting throughout the movie. So, Alex, what I already saw your face. Let the people know how you felt about
that. I gave it a one. It was when the character walks on screen and you go, he's the bad guy. That's an automatic one for me. I don't care what else happens. Like, because it took away from the movie. Gleason's performance was great. He was good. But the problem is that you can really tell, like, that no one else in this room could see that this guy is the bad guy. Like, he kept asking questions over and over again. I'm like, bro, like, I'm not even a cop. I would have been like, what's wrong with you? Like, it just, I don't know. I just didn't like it. I felt like the bad guys were always ahead. They were like 10 steps ahead of these guys. Like, if Denzel was in France, 2 seconds later, they're in France chasing him. I'm like, how did they get there how did they get there that quick? How did they find them that quick? Like, I didn't like that. I thought that now that them fighting and shooting was awesome. I liked it. I thought them, like I said, Denzel whooped their asses all over the place. And I thought that was really cool, but that's action. But you're telling me about a villain? I'm sorry. Villains are memorable, devious. Gleason wasn't devious. Yeah, he did kill Vera Farmiga. Yeah, okay, great. But who didn't see that coming? That happened in Born freaking Supremacy with your boy, what's his name? The guy who created Wolverine, Don Cox. Remember Brian Cox?
Brian Cox?
Yeah, when he shot the other dude. Like, I'm just like, we've seen these type of turns already. Like, so for me, I had to deduct points because I'm like, I saw this. I didn't even remember this movie at all. It was just like, I started to get hit with like movies already of I seen this before, what's going to happen. And that's why I gave it a one. It wasn't the fact that the villain wasn't, I'm not going to say he was lackluster. It was just a generic office turn rogue bad guy whose name is in the file and he has to stop them before it gets out. And even the governor guy or the head of the CIA was in on it too. He's like, did you get Sam the Shepard? Did you get the? And I was just like, ah, stupid. Anyway,
and they play the whole movie like he's the main villain. They try to throw you off.
One. That's what they threw off. They got a one.
Okay. All right. A one. Scott, what do you think?
I think Alex is preaching the gospel here. I was a little bit nicer. I gave it a two because it's not memorable. It's been done before. I do like Brendan Gleeson. I think he's a very good actor, but the movie is thinly written. I'm talking like thin sliced provolone written. Like it is. Yeah. It's all been done before and it's been done better. So yeah, it's a flat out two for me.
All right, I won't make it long. I agree with both of you guys. I gave him a two. The only reason I didn't give him a one, and I agree with everything Alex said, is just because like that little group, I mean, they killed a lot of guys. So I'm like, okay, well, these villains are at least formidable. They shot Denzel. He ends up dying. So it's like, okay, fine. But they're not good. I agree. Alex is right. And you know what? The whole time I was watching this movie, I was going to save it for storyline, but I'll just do it now. The one thing is, this just feels like a leftover Bourne script that they didn't use in the Bourne movies. Like while I was watching it, that's all I could think. I was like, this looks like a Bourne movie. This sounds like a Bourne movie. It smells like a Bourne movie, but there's no Matt Damon in it. Where's Matt Damon? Like, it's weird. Okay, well, we're going to get to action in a second, but like even that, I'll go more on a rant on that. But anyway, I agree with you guys. I gave it a two just because of the amount of trouble they ultimately caused. They're pretty cool too. Like they're busting in there, shooting people up. And I like that. Throwing grenades and crap. But yeah, Brendan Gleeson, like, you're right. Who didn't know? Nope, you can't leave. Sorry. You're going to have to work there for 4 more months. I said, as soon as he said that, I said, bad guy. Bad guy. He's never going to let him leave. He's the bad guy. That's it. And I have to say that for sure. Okay, never mind. Okay, let's get to the action. That's what we're here for, right? Where Action Podcast is an action movie. Scott, what did you think of the action?
I think the action was the better part of the movie. I gave it a four. I think Denzel coming in, whooping everybody's ass at the end, got me all fired up. He's like Stone Cold Steve Austin running to the ring. He's about to whoop out some stunners. And then I like the scene in the beginning when they have him captured and the whole thing gets taken down. Robert Patrick's like, stay there! Ah! And everybody's getting killed and everything like that. That was pretty dope. Car chase scene was pretty cool. Ryan Reynolds driving and he puts him in the trunk.
Oh, yeah. He's like busting out of the trunk while he's driving.
Oh, yeah. I think the action's the probably the best part of the movie. Not a five, but definitely a four for me.
All right. Very good. Alex, what did you think?
I agree with Scott. I think the best highlights about this movie was the action. There's a lot of good scenes in this movie. Like hand-to-hand fighting with Denzel was really on point. Denzel's very good at hand-to-hand when he was younger. Like, and it wasn't like close cameras. It was actually back, and you see him like tearing dudes up. I like that. My favorite scene is when he comes back to save Ryan Reynolds, and he just walks through the corridor. He goes pat pat. I was like, yo, that dude is hot. And I was like, that was pretty cool because he walked nonchalant. Like, he just walked across and shot the dude twice and tagged him. I was like, yo, this shit is dope. So that was cool. I liked the whole thing in Jamaica when he's like with the handcuffs. He's like, oh my god, he got me. I'm American. I thought that was really cool. I thought that was really fun sequence with Denzel escaping. Yeah. I thought that was fun. Yeah. Turned the tide on him. My only nitpick with that situation is how Ryan Reynolds got out of it. And then 2 seconds later, he's looking over the ramp and he sees him from like two. I said, bro, this dude is already out. Like, how can you notice him from like all the sea of people in that thing? So that irked me. And I hate when movies do that. But yeah, other than that, action sequence of the driving was really good. I thought it was fun. My favorite scene also was them breaking into the safe house in the beginning with Robert Patrick. I was like, okay, this was cool. I liked that one a lot. So other than that, yeah, I gave it a 4.
Yeah, I liked the last fight with Joel Kinnaman and Ryan Reynolds in the house.
Oh, that was
pretty
good.
Brutal. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was good. Yeah, I'm with you guys again. We'll make it a trifecta. I gave it a 4. It's easily the best part of the movie. I mean, Denzel's performance and the action. That's really like the two best things. But again, this looks like a Bourne movie. It is a lot of shaky camera. Yes, you could see that the hand-to-hand's pretty good, but the editing in the action scenes is super fast. I mean, you're getting like, there's a few action scenes where there's like 5 cuts in like 8 seconds. That's a lot. And it just reminded me of Bourne movies. I was like, okay, now we did the Bourne movies and we gave those good scores because like ultimately the action is good. But all I was thinking like, man, this director really, he loves Paul Greengrass. You know, he watched his style. He's like, I could do that. I can do that. Let me do Bourne 5. And they said no. After, even though this movie was a success, they still said no. Because this is the same studio. This is Universal, which is also Bourne.
We have a script.
We said we have a script and we have actual Paul Greengrass. We don't need you. We got the real deal. So yeah, it was good though. The action was good. I do like the car scene. I like the breach scene in the safe house too. And again, I like the ending fight. I thought it was good. I think it's the best part. It's not particularly close. All right, storyline. Alex, what'd you think?
Oh, it's a 1. I mean, you said it. If it acts like Bourne, it talks like Bourne, then it gotta be Bourne. And you're right. I mean, just like the saying, if it acts like a duck, then it's a duck. It's just, you're right. It's everything smells Bourne in this movie. And again, if you've seen all those movies, then you're pretty much you're gonna understand the twist like 2 seconds. The minute characters walk in, you're gonna go, he's bad, he's good, she's gonna die, he's gonna live, he's gonna whoop that ass, so. Yeah, I'm just going to cut it short. And I gave it a 1. Nothing special, nothing new.
Nice. Okay, Scott, what do you got?
I am a little bit nicer than Alex. I gave it a 2. 2 for, I mean, like I said earlier, it's all been done before. There's like, it's very thin. There's no real substance to the story. You know, it's like going to a restaurant, you're really hungry, and they give you some like really fancy crap with like one noodle and a thing of like sauce around it. And you're like, what the hell is this? I want a steak. So... Yeah.
Just gave me a noodle with sauce.
What kind of ordering is that?
Yeah.
He went to a Michelin star restaurant.
Yeah, some of that ratatouille shit, sauce. You know?
One noodle and a sauce. Yeah. Oh my God.
So it's a 2 for the one noodle and the sauce.
All right. I agree with Scott again. I agree with both of you, but as far as score, I gave it a 2. This is the same as a Bourne movie. And I don't mean to keep harping on it, but all the way down to these guys talking to the one guy, they're all in a room with big screens, just like freaking Bourne movie, where they're at Treadstone and they're watching the screens. They're like, come in. You know, you gotta come in. Or what's the first movie? Black Bear or something like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Bear Claw?
No, Treadstone is one of them. I know that.
Was it that's Black like Briar?
Isn't it Treadstone? That's a tire. Something like that. Listen, man, this is Bourne, except the CIA. It's just CIA. You know what I mean? Yeah, it just felt familiar the whole time. The reason I gave it a 2 is because the Denzel character is interesting and I wanted to see kind of like, you know, more. So I think his character is well written, and everyone else. And I kind of like the ending. I do. I kind of like the ending where, like, okay, let me correct this. I like the ending when Ryan Reynolds walks out of the CIA building and leaks the files. I hate the ending when he goes to France and looks at the girl and she's smiling and he just walks into the cafe. Bro, go get a new girl. First of all, I hate the whole storyline with the girlfriend because they build this thing up. He wants to go with his girlfriend to France. She's going to be a nurse. Denzel's like, we liars, bro. We can't have no girlfriends. Blah, blah, blah. Ryan Reynolds tells her, it's like, I lied about my job. I work for CIA. She dumps him. And I never get that in movies. Like, okay, I get the whole lying thing, but like he wasn't allowed to tell you because of, you know, American secrets. That doesn't mean everything else was a lie. But every time they do this in movies, the girl or guy is like, I'm out of here. That's it. I don't love you anymore. You lied about your job. So then she leaves and then he goes to see her and she smiles at him. He should have went. It would have been better if he like walked over like he was going to talk to her and then the movie ends. Nope. He's like, okay, I've seen enough. I'm going to go back in this cafe. And I don't like that.
Wasn't that the same ending in Mission Impossible Rogue Nation when they go to Seattle and he sees her across entering the cafe and she looks and she sees him? And then it's the same ending. Yeah, or
it is. Like, well, this did it first, though. This came out before Rogue Nation. So Rogue Nation copied off Safe House. Safe House copied off of Bourne, and Rogue Nation copied off of Safe House. And also, it's like the end of The Dark Knight Rises, where, you know, Alfred is there with the... And he just, I mean, they don't go talk. They just, like, do this. I'm like, oh, please. Why did you even show me this? Like,
why did you show me
this? I'll give it a
why
soft.
Why did you waste two. My time showing
Yeah,
Alfred?
I think they had a good ending and then they added on a part for no reason. Like, like that last part is nothing. Okay, overall, total picture, Scott, what did you give?
I give it a 2. I watched it on Peacock. Thank God I did because I'm not buying this fucking movie.
4K.
It's a... Yeah, no.
They
no,
have 4K
no, 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 hell no.
Oh,
no.
I was gonna say.
Y'all can have fun with that. I'm good. I don't think I'll ever watch this movie again. Zero substance. It left me hungry. I'm getting hungry now.
Well, you had one noodle in sauce.
Yeah, one noodle in damn sauce with your Ratatouille restaurant over here. Yeah, so it's a 2 for me. This movie wasn't anything special.
Okay, a 2. Alex, what do you got?
I was kind of nice. I gave it a 2. I thought Denzel and certain parts was okay, but other than that, its movie is just a snooze fest. I just didn't like it. It was kind of weak. I do have it on Blu-ray, so I'm okay with it, but I'm never watching it again.
I have this digitally. So I had it in my Fandango at Home account. That's how I watched it. I was like, oh, I have this digital. It was, first of all, I don't know if the Blu-ray's like this or the Peacock version. I couldn't hear crap. I had to turn it so loud to be able to hear like what they were saying. Yep. And then when the action would happen, then it was super loud and I had to lower it. And then when they start talking, I had to put it back. I was like constantly going up and down and it was making me mad. I want to minus a point just for that, but I won't because that's not the movie. That's the whatever mixing they did. It's terrible. All right, this is weird. While I was watching this, it's derivative and familiar, but... Like, I wasn't bored. I was never bored. It's less than 2 hours. It's 1 hour and 50 minutes. It has a good cast. I would say it's watchable, but it's not particularly good or memorable. Like, I'm not mad I watched it. Yeah, if it gets a 4K, no, I'm not going to buy it. That digital's fine. The only way I could see myself watching this is if, like, one day I want to do a Denzel Washington career retrospective and I got to watch it. Other than that, I'll just watch a Bourne movie if I want this movie. You know what I mean? I'll just watch like The Bourne Identity or The Bourne, any of them. So I gave it a 2. I'm with you guys. I gave it a 2. I think it's not particularly good. It's fairly watchable while it's on. Like I wasn't mad, but when it was over, I was like, wow, I thought I was going to like this more. Like I know I haven't seen it in a long time, but I thought I was going to like it when I rewatched it. And I was like, I didn't really like it that much. Mm. All right. So what's your total points then, Scott?
13 out of a 25.
All right, Alex.
11.
11. Okay. I also have a 13. Man, what a dud. You know, we had Bad Boys 3, which we gave real high scores, and we got Safe House. This is not a great double feature.
Nope. This is a no bueno double feature.
Not a good double feature. But you know what? I'm glad.
Especially after coming off the Book of Eli.
Yeah, definitely compared to Book of Eli. Mm-hmm. What a letdown, huh? I mean, you know, Denzel... It's not his fault. He tried. He was good in this. Script, not so much. So, with that being said, next episodes, we will be wrapping up both of these series here. We'll be Finishing off Bad Boys with the fourth installment, Bad Boys Ride or Die. And then we'll be wrapping up Denzel Washington month with another team up with an actor. He's teaming up with an actor I do like more than Ryan Reynolds. This is him and Mark Wahlberg in a movie called Two Guns. So we'll be doing a little Two Guns. Scott, you've seen Two Guns?
Yeah, I got the 4K.
Okay, Alex, you've seen Two Guns?
Saw it once on the 4K that came out.
Okay.
So I don't remember it. So to be really honest with you, I think...
Yeah, I barely remember it either.
Yeah, so...
Okay, well, I saw this at the theater.
Is that a good thing? Because it was kind of recent, the 4K came out.
I saw this at the theater and I remember it. So I don't know. I mean, but I have the 4K and I haven't watched it. All right, well, we'll be doing some Bad Boys 4 and Two Guns to wrap up these film franchises.
All right. Well, there you guys have it. Thank you, Scott, for joining us here. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. All right, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys, head over to youtube.com/Action Movie Guys, and you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And again, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa, and that is our intern, Scott. Be awesome to each other and geek out.